And the answer is probably very simple, Dr. Heisch, and that is to experience the physical in order to develop the rest of what is in the universe. What do you think?
I think it's very important to experience the physical. I think that's the purpose of the universe, is to give this great consciousness the possibility to experience what it is like to live as a being in a physical universe. It's a very interesting experience, isn't it?
It really is. And the more you begin to think that way, the more it begins to make sense, doesn't it? But I don't know if science and spiritual folks will ever mesh. Do you?
Well, I think they will eventually, because I think the truth will come out that we are spiritual beings. Now, most people who have faith of some kind or other already believe that, but I think it'll become part of the generally recognized facts of existence by and by. And I think the fact that biology is the up and coming science for this coming century, that will have something to do with it, because biology is a lot messier than physics. And it opens up the possibility of looking at science in a less restrictive sort of way, less a way of thinking that, well, if we can't build a particle accelerator to make the measurement, it's not real. I think biology is going to teach us that things are a lot stickier when it comes to life, and that consciousness is going to play a central role that will be undeniable.
No doubt about that. And, you know, when we were talking last hour about physics facing a crisis today, what will get that crisis resolved?
You know, I'm not sure for physics, because if they find the Higgs particle, then to some extent, and don't find any other particles, then to some extent you've got the problem sort of solved. You have the essential particles identified, but you really haven't gotten to the basis for that. And it may be a conclusion that is somehow satisfactory, but still doesn't leave a whole lot of new exploration open. On the other hand, if the Higgs particle is not found, then that's a crisis for physics, because it'll have to find some other way to explain the nature of inertia. So physics is finding itself in a difficult situation, because it hasn't made any major discoveries for about 30 years. And the last discovery was the top quark, but we already had the five out of what were thought to be a family of six quarks, so finding the last one was a bit more of a relief than a discovery.
Well, they seem then to be against the wall. If they haven't made a major discovery in 30 years, based on the technological advance that we've had, something's wrong.
That's right. And there are a couple of books written about that, one by Lee Smolin, who's a prominent physicist at the Perimeter Institute in Canada, and another one by a mathematician at Columbia University called Not Even Wrong, playing upon an old statement of Wolfgang Pauli's, who made fun of things by calling them not even wrong if they were so bad in his view that they didn't even warrant consideration. These books talk about physics having hit a wall, and no new ideas are, in fact, no testable ideas. That's the key thing, no testable ideas being even on the horizon, because with string theory, you're in the untestable regime. There's not enough energy in the world to test string theory, so it's a bit of a problem to have that be the forefront of physics.